Ek gesels met Dr. Vanessa Lappener, 'n dermatoloog van Seepunt in 'n reeks oor algemene velkwessies. Dokter, kan jy jouself kortliks voorstel en agtergrond verskaf oor jou praktyk?
I'm Dr. Vanessa Lappener. I'm a specialist dermatologist working in Seapoint in Cape Town from an integrative dermatology practice. And I'm very much into looking at skin holistically. So when we deal with skin, we look at nutritional aspects, we look at all aspects of what's going on in the body to deal with any kind of inflammatory skin condition, and try to offer our patients a full 360 approach to skin, both from a medical point of view, also integrating aesthetics and laser skin therapy into our approach to skincare. So apart from just being the founder of Tash 360, which is my baby at work, I'm also founder of Root 4, which is a new, very exciting skincare launch that's about to happen in South Africa. So it's a dermacosmetic, it's a cosmeceutical, medical-grade skincare within the clean beauty space. So that's up and coming.
In hierdie insetsel gesels ek en Dr. Lappener oor algemene velprobleme. Wanneer moet 'n mens bekommerd raak oor 'n moesie op jou vel?
So we talk about the ABCDEs of moles. Those are the general rules for how you can pick up if a mole is concerning. A being asymmetry, so one side of the mole should look like the other side of the mole. B being the border, you want it round and well circumscribed. If it starts to look like a little star or the pigmentation is leaking into the surrounding skin, you maybe want to get it checked out. C is color. More than three colors in a mole is a warning sign. D is diameter, if it's more than 6 millimeters. And E is evolution. So if a mole is changing, get it checked out. Over the age of 35, I kind of have zero tolerance for any change in a mole. And I always prefer to just either just take it out. And in terms of testing, either we do an actual excision, we just excise the mole, or we can do a shave, which heals very well. So you just superficially remove the mole off the surface of the skin and you send it away to be tested. Never, never, never laser your moles or burn your moles off, because what can happen is you can still have little nests of pigment cells sitting at the base. You haven't tested it. You have no idea what that mole was. And then these little atypical cells can start to grow underneath the scar where we can't see them. And that's when we really get late prognosis, of atypical cells or even melanoma.
Wat is die mees algemene velprobleme waaroor dokter daagliks geraadpleeg word?
So in my practice, I see a lot of skin cancer. You know, I'm in Seapoint, quite an elderly community. So that's probably mostly what I do, mole mapping skin cancers. But I see a lot of acne and still a lot of eczema. And then like some of the more rare things, but primarily I'd say those are the, and rosacea is another very common concern that patients come to me for. And now over COVID, seeing a lot of maskne, which is perioral dermatitis, and a lot of hand eczema from all the sanitizing.
Wat is dokter se raad vir acne in volwassenes?
So 100% all play a role, but 85% of teens will have acne, and it's quite a fallacy that adults don't get acne. 64% of people in their 20s are going to have acne, and 43% of people in their 30s are going to have acne. So if you're suffering from adult onset acne, you are not alone. There are a lot of people that suffer from adult onset acne, usually around like the jawline, neck, hairline. That's where the oil glands and the hair follicles are more sensitive to hormones. What I kind of stress when I see patients who have that history, I've never had a pimple and now I'm in my 30s and I'm breaking out, I always joke with them that they're 30, 30 and breaking out, that you've got to look at what's happening hormonally. You've got to look at what's happening to their testosterone profile. Could there be an issue with polycystic ovaries, which is a very, very common cause of adult acne in women? What are they doing at home? Are they changing their pillowcases? Are they using makeup that's too occlusive? Are they touching dirty cell phones to their face? I often see acne in this kind of pattern on their cheek because of cell phones, against cheeks, because hair follicles don't like to be occluded. Are they sitting at their desk, cupping their hands and they're cupping their chin in their hands? All these factors can exacerbate acne. And then, of course, diet plays a role. Anything that high glycemic index spikes your insulin levels, triggering acne. Milk is another known inflammatory food that can trigger acne, especially ice cream and especially skim milk. Those are the things that have been definitively found to have a direct relationship with acne. And so we address all of that. And that's why I work with a functional medicine doctor and an integrative nutritionist at my practice. All my patients where I consider it's appropriate get free introductory consultations with both of the specialists in my practice, because we want to treat these patients holistically and get to the root bottom of it. Because it's no good me just saying, oh, you know, here we go, here's some more Accutane, we'll clear your acne, but we're not getting to why. Why are you suffering from acne? This is a red flag. Something is out of balance here. But there are obviously so much that we're learning. And when I started out in practice, we used to treat acne with antibiotics. We're now learning how to treat acne with probiotics in terms of just healing the gut, focusing on gut health. And antibiotics are very seldom, if ever, use them in my practice anymore. So our way of managing acne is completely changing.